T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
260-1870. It's time now for Fantasy Frenzy with Dr. Roto, a.k.a. Doc, created drroto.com, also host of SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. It's week six. Where did the season go? I think I blinked.
I know it. It's incredible how much we yearn for this time of year, and it goes by in a blink of an eye, and it's gone already. It's amazing to think about.
It is. We've seen a lot of players, you know, a lot of teams like the Chiefs not do as well as we thought. We've seen some players like Allen Robinson not show up in fantasy. And then we've seen some surprises. I mean, Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott looks like $1 million. So what can I tell you?
For those that might be dealing with a banged up roster, fantasy owners, who are some guys you would advise them to look to add?
Yeah, let's start with Khalil Herbert. Damian Williams on the COVID list. Herbert's a kid out of Virginia Tech. Sixth-round pick there. He's going to be the starting running back. Last week, 18 carries, I believe, or 16 for 75 yards. Looked pretty good. So he's going to have an opportunity to lead the Bears this week against the Packers, whose run defense is just so-so. So your desperate times call for desperate measures, and Khalil Herbert could be your guy.
Dr. Roto, Fantasy Frenzy here on Sports Talk. Streaming a particular defense this week?
Yeah, Cincinnati. When you play Detroit Lions, you all of a sudden become one of my favorite defenses of the week. Joe Burrow may not be able to, I feel badly because he took a shot in the throat, but still a good arm. And Jamar Chase Roto is a Roto child, and that's how much I love him.
Doc, do great work, man, I got to tell you. But this week is interesting with Kyler Murray going up against the Browns. Now, the Browns defense, they got their backside spanked last week with Justin Herbert. But your thoughts on Kyler Murray this week going up against the Browns? This is an undefeated football team. Kyler has played terrific so far. And, somewhere along the line for the Browns, this got to click. I mean, it's a really tough early schedule for them. And I think they might have thought, looking in April, man, this might be an easy game for us. Turns out that's not the case.
Yeah, it's not the case because the Cardinals are pretty darn good. They got two running backs in Chase Edmonds and James Conner. Both are useful in fantasy, right? Edmonds more the PPR guy, right. Conner scoring the touchdowns. They got four receivers who were all good. Count them, four. Most teams don't even have two. And then Kyler Murray is arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. Cleveland, though, it all comes down to this. They scored 42 points last week. They put up 230 yards rushing. Do you know what Odell Beckham Jr. did last week? 2 for 20. You're not winning in the NFL when your number one receiver goes 2 for 20. It's an issue.
Yep. The Cowboys, we talked about this before, how they've kind of turned the key on this. And Dak has played great. But, man, after week one, they have relied so much on that rushing tandem, you know, with Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. Man, that's going to be interesting this week as they go up against the Patriots, because, you know, Bill's mantra is, let's take away the biggest part of their attack offensively. And, you know, if that's his case, then he got to try to take away the running game. But then Dak has really played well. This might be a big week for him throwing the football.
You know, can I tell you this? I'm not sure Dallas has a weakness on that offense.
I agree.
The offensive line is good. Elliott, and let's not discount Tony Pollard, who looks sometimes faster than Zeke on some plays. And then you've got Cooper, who really hasn't done that much. Dalton Schultz has emerged. CeeDee Lamb would be arguably a disappointment to fantasy managers because He could even be better than what he's doing, but they haven't been throwing the ball. And, oh, by the way, Michael Gallup will be back in another week or two. So Bill could try to take away whatever he wants. I'm not sure it's going to make a difference.
But for this week with Dak, do you think that he puts up big numbers against the Patriots? Because I think Bill is going to try to stop the run. I think that's what his motto is going to be.
Look what Davis Mills did last week.
Yeah.
I mean, with guys who stink. So, yeah, I think if I'm Bill Belichick, you stop Zeke and Pollard and you force Dak to throw. And then you hope that Dak makes a mistake or two. And by the way, we're speaking of Dak. Let's talk about Mac. Mac Jones has been the best rookie quarterback in the NFL this year.
No question. It's not even a debate on that.
Dr. Roto, created drroto.com, host on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. Doctor, who's the guy that's kind of overvalued this week you would sit down?
That's a good question. I'm going to go back to Allen Robinson again. Yeah. I don't mean to pick on the guy, but Justin Fields is still figuring it out. And Robinson was a guy we probably took in the third round of drafts, but he's giving us 10th round production. But nobody wants to sit him because he's Allen Robinson and he's supposed to be good. But at the end of the day, you need to find the matchups that are going to help you win, right? And if Robinson against Green Bay, I don't see this as the week that he goes, 5 for 120 and a touchdown. So if the dude's putting up 4 for 50, is that really helping us? Maybe not.
Dr. Roto, how can folks follow you and get tips from you?
You can always find me at Twitter at DRROTO and at my brand new website, drroto.com. Enter the promo code radio. We will hook you guys up with a big discount and all the information that you need for both seasonal, DFS, and betting.
Doc, one of the things in Carolina goes to show you, man, what a difference Christian McCaffrey makes on that football team and the Sam Darnold. If you got Sam now going up against the Vikings, and who knows what you're going to get from Kirk Cousins week in, week out. But Sam Darnold has sort of become Kirk Cousins of this year.
Yeah, so I always like Cousins more at home than I do on the road.
I agree.
Right? I always worry about him on the road. On the road, he makes mistakes. The Vikings tend to over-pursue on the defensive line. They're very aggressive. This would be a really good week for McCaffrey to come back because I could see some passes being thrown to him out of the backfield and him making some yardage there. So, the Vikings haven't really dealt with the DJ Moore types, and Robbie Anderson might be able to have a big day. So I think and Terrace Marshall, Sam has done a great job with DJ Moore. He's got to get the other guys involved now.
I agree.
But the story of this game is Dalvin Cook and Christian McCaffrey, we want to see them in the game.
Doc, we saw what happened on Monday, John Gruden resigning, stepping away as the Raiders head coach. Versaccio is going to be the head coach. With that change, or the interim head coach, with that change, how does that impact Derek Carr or any other offensive weapon on that team?
Yeah, so, it's never good when they do that. And even though they try to keep continuity, it's hard because, Gruden is a big presence. He's not like one of those quiet coaches. You feel his presence everywhere. So it's, maybe if they were playing a lesser team, it would make sense. But you go all of a sudden to Denver, Mile High, right? You're up there. And now you got to play Teddy Two Gloves, and they're a good run game. And they've got a bunch of really good defense. I could see the Raiders in a lot of trouble this week. Now, I think Carr is resilient, and Darren Waller is obviously one of the top two tight ends in the league. But are they going to be able to run the ball? If the Raiders can't run the ball, then the whole offense goes out of whack. So I think the Raiders are in for a rough week.
Doc, one of the things late last year where they kind of caught a fire, their running game got going with Josh Jacobs when he was healthy, and that offensive line was playing pretty well. Since then, we haven't seen that. How about tonight in the receiving core with the Eagles going up against a Bucs secondary? And I'm going to be real cautious with it, but I'll use the term, two words, lousy. I mean, they don't cover well. And Jalen Hurts has played better than I think anybody thought he would. When started the season, I didn't think, he would put up these type numbers.
Yeah, there's a Z in lousy, right? Lousy,
yeah,
for sure.
Correct.
I'll tell you that. So this game is very intriguing on multiple levels. You all think that Brady's going to have a big night, and I do too. But is it going to be that big? Because the Eagles are one of the worst run defenses in the league. So maybe you're going to see a little Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to see a little Rojo. As much as I despise Rojo, you might see a little him tonight. So I think Brady gets his 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. But I think you're on point with Hurts. But we saw Hurts at his worst last week. He ran well, but he threw very poorly. Dallas Goedert is out. Zach Ertz is a real good start tonight. The running game I worry about with Miles Sanders and Kenneth Gainwell. So Ertz is going to have to throw. He can't be off tonight. The lucky thing is that the Bucs secondary is lousy. So the question is, the Eagles will be able to stay in this game as long as Ertz plays well. If he doesn't, it's going to be over by halftime.
Dr. Roto, a.k.a. Doc, created drroto.com, host on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. That wraps up Fantasy Frenzy. He's with us each and every Thursday for Fantasy Frenzy. Doc, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Doc.
Appreciate you guys. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk. Our Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. The final six games on the LSU schedule. How many wins do you see? One, two, three, zero? Tell us what you think. 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk. Here on
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.